Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPureDeals.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Look, Brianna, we think this is, yes, the beginning of an invasion, Russia's latest invasion into Ukraine, and you are already seeing the beginning of our response that we have said will be swift and severe.
And the Russia party always finds you.
I mean, listen, guys, we're talking about the potential for war in Europe. I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
So, and the second thing is, Governor Romney's answer I thought was incredibly revealing. He acts like he thinks the Cold War is still on.
This action by Putin further confirms that Mitt Romney was right when he called Russia the number one geopolitical foe.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm not much on speeches, but it's so gratifying to leave you wallowing in the mess you've made. You're screwed. Thank you. Bye.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Oh, boy. You know, you can't make this stuff up. I always wonder why people in newspapers, especially the Boston Globe, get into trouble for making stuff up. You know, you just have to sit back and watch the stuff come in. We used to call it over the transom, but it's now it just comes in over the internet. You will not believe what Justin Trudeau said today. And we'll play some of what he's really up to after you listen to this cut. This is Justin Trudeau. He is announcing that the Dominion of Canada stands with Ukraine in this moment of crisis. Listen to this.
Canada and our allies will defend democracy. We are taking these actions today to stand against authoritarianism. The people of Ukraine, like all people, must be free to determine their own future. We will continue working with our international partners to safeguard Ukraine's territorial integrity and prevent further Russian aggression.
Again, I'm reminded of that famous officer, perhaps apocryphal, in Vietnam. After torching the village, we had to destroy the village to save it. Justin Trudeau was going to defend democracy 5,000, 6,000 miles away by destroying democracy. He's going to stand against authoritarianism. You got to listen to Chrystia Freeland, his deputy prime minister. She's the bad cop here, and she used to work for the she's media. Her husband is a reporter or some kind of journalist for the New York Times, so she knows a lot about authoritarianism. She's born of Ukrainian parents, and according to Wikipedia, she speaks Ukrainian with the kids at home. But this again, her boss says that he defends democracy and stands against authoritarianism. And listen to what she has to say about frozen bank accounts. Cut 19.
And then finally, let me say, for anyone who is concerned that their accounts may have been frozen because of their participation in these illegal blockades and occupation, the way to get your account unfrozen is to stop being part of the blockade and occupation. These measures were put in place to disrupt illegal activity in Canada.
Again, when these contributions were made to the Freedom Convoy, it was totally legal. You know, we have a tradition in Anglo-American jurisprudence against allowing ex post facto laws, making something illegal today that was legal yesterday. That's not the way it's supposed to work in a democracy, in a republic, in an Anglo-American society, period. really sick that this she's saying this on the same day that he's talking about defending democracy. Now, I want to let you hear this woman, Canadian Liberal MP, Yara Sachs. And listen to what she says here. Cut 18.
How many guns need to be seized? How much vitriol do we have to see of Honk Honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler, do we need to see by these protesters on social media?
How many things did she screw up in that little sound cut of how many seconds? 16 seconds. How many guns have to be seized? I think they seized 4 guns, and the guns were seized in Alberta. That's a long way from Ottawa. You know, that's like saying that, you know, if you seize some guns in West Virginia, it's somehow connected to some crimes in Georgia or Florida. It's a long way away. And then she says, Hail Hitler? It's Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. And it's not an acronym either. Honk Honk is an acronym for Hail Hitler. And so then people were mocking her on Twitter saying, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And she said, oh, yeah? And then she tweeted out her backup, her citation. You know what it was from? It was from a tweet by an Antifa member. That's her deep research into what Hail Hitler, wouldn't it's really Heil Hitler. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. And this is, I'll play a couple more cuts before we go back to the line. here's Kyle Rittenhouse last night on Tucker Carlson's show announcing who he's suing. You know, these are all the people who called him a murderer, who said he was a white supremacist. He probably can't get too far with the people who called him a murderer when he was on trial and had just been arrested. But after he was acquitted, I mean, I think he's probably got a case here. And, you know, and again, you know, it's the public figure standard that the people he's going to sue are going to argue is that he had become a public figure by then. But he was not a public figure in the sense that Sarah Palin, you know, being a politician, mayor, and then governor, and then candidate for vice president. I mean, she was a willing public figure, you know. So Times v. Sullivan would apply to her. You know, you have to prove reckless disregard for the truth and malice aforethought. In this case, this Kyle Rittenhouse was not a public figure, so I don't think they have to come up with the Times versus Sullivan rule. But anyway, this is Kyle's announcing some of the people he's going to be suing. Cut 21.
Will you be suing any of these news organizations, and if so, when?
Well, right now we're looking at quite a few politicians, celebrities, athletes. Whoopi Goldberg's on the list. She called me a murderer after I was acquitted by a jury of my peers. She went on to still say that. And there's others. Don't forget about Sank from the Young Turks. He called me a murderer before verdict and continues to call me a murderer.
You know, why would you, after someone's acquitted by the jury, don't you just stop calling them a murderer? I mean, you know, it's not so much a journalistic rule. How about just common decency? If someone beats the rap, then you can't really call him a murderer, I don't think. 844, I mean, maybe OJ, you know, he was convicted in a civil case, so you can say something about him. And again, he's a public figure. This was a high school kid at the time. 844-500-4242. Let's have a little light stuff first. They had another F. Joe Biden on TV, on live TV. Someone for a Fox, I think a Fox local station, was going into a NASCAR crowd. They should have, you know, maybe not. I don't know if you can, on live TV, if you can have a 7-second delay or not, but they should have, they maybe should have been, discretion is the better part of valor on some of these things. But listen to what happens when the reporter goes into the stands to take the pulse of the fans. Cut 23.
Live with us. How about this gentleman right here? Right here. My friend, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
What are you going to sign on that finish line?
What do you think I'm going to sign? I'm going to sign Joe Biden.
That's the risk we have here when we broadcast live from the track.
I am dead.
Here. I love the American flag shirt. What are you going to sign on the checkered line?
I just did. Would you like to see what I wrote?
Well, just tell me. Is it clean?
It's not clean.
We'll take some calls when we come back. We got some more cuts to play as well. Now's the time to plan outdoor summer fun for your kids or grandkids. Slavinsky Camps offers the very best of the traditional summer camp experience. Situated on Panther Pond, which has one of the best beaches any lakefront in Maine, Slavinsky Camp gives kids lots of outdoor, old-fashioned summer fun. I can remember summers as a kid playing outside in the fresh air all day long. Do you remember how much fun that was? Slavinsky's camps are run like camps were run back in 1965 when we were kids. 1 week sessions are filled with swimming, dodgeball. Yes, that's right, dodgeball. It hasn't been canceled at the Slavinsky camps. And it was one of my favorites, and I'll bet it's one of yours, your kids' favorites, or your grandkids' favorites. Capture the flag. Paddling, and yes, they learn table manners as well. Campers have fun in the way we all used to, playing outside. Daily activities include sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, arts and crafts, and my favorite, how to defend yourself with Nerf weapons. How much fun is that, right? And you can sign up kids for 1 week sessions in case you have to take them on a vacation somewhere or you just want to see how they do. And most of the kids that go to Slavinsky camps for 1 week will want to come back for sessions later in the summer. Nightly campfires at Slavinsky camps include fun competitions and singing, as well as old school education about self-reliance and mental toughness and not whining. They read books to the campers, classics like A Tale of Two Cities and Tom Sawyer. They don't finish them, so often when they come back from Slavinsky camps, they say, hey, can you get me a copy of Dickens or Mark Twain? They also read epigrams from great leaders like Lincoln, Churchill, even JFK. You see what I mean about old school? This is an old-style camp.
Coach really does read to them out of something called Ulysses?
No.
Kidding.
Yeah, I was talking to Mr. Slavinsky today, and I said, "So what do you read them from Dickens?" I said, "How about Great Expectations? You know, there are a lot of great works and Mark Twain, a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. There's a lot of great stuff. Learn more about a traditional summer camp, and you can't play and they play dodgeball in the daytime. I can't tell you how great that is. Learn more about traditional summer camp at slavinskycamps.com. Plan now to give your kids that healthy, fun experience of traditional summer camp in Maine. Learn more at slavinskycamps.com, slovenskicamps.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Michael Goodwin from the New York Post was at Mar-a-Lago last night. He got an interview, a 90-minute interview with the President of the United States. We spent 90 minutes in the ornate living room discussing his presidency, the state of the nation, and his future. A softball opener. Did he think Joe Biden's presidency would be as bad as it is? Was met with a pause, and then this.
If you took the worst five presidencies together, it would not be equal to what's happening to this country.
I must say, I think he understates the case, if anything.
I never thought anything like this could happen to us, to be completely honest with you. Can you imagine taking the military out first in Afghanistan, giving up that big, beautiful Bagram Air Base? That's just an hour from China.
Go on, Mr. President.
It was the single biggest embarrassment in our history.
Do you think Biden will finish his term, Mr. President?
Oh, I don't know, but we are being systematically destroyed. We're no longer feared, respected, or even liked, really, to be perfectly frank with you.
What about Putin, Mr. President?
Well, I got along great with Putin. I like him, I respect him, he's doing his thing, but our people aren't doing theirs.
And speaking of NATO, what about Angela Merkel, the former chancellor now of Germany?
I sent her, you get this, I sent her a white flag. She said, what is this? I said, it's a flag of surrender, so you don't have to go out and buy a new one. You like that? Is that good?
Everybody yes, like Mr. that? President, I like that. That's pretty funny. All right. Thank you, Mr. President. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should mask mandates be ended on airlines?
Yes, they most certainly should.
94% say yes.
Okay, Taylor, why don't you tweet that out and get her that out during the next break? Okay, that's a pretty interesting column that he wrote. All right, 844-500-4242. We played you most of the Biden cuts from the actual announcement this afternoon about Ukraine and his stumbling around. But then he had another appearance with some domestic leaders, quote unquote, like Gavin Newsom and a woman named Granholm from Michigan. Let me let Joe Biden introduce you to the woman from Michigan named Granholm, cut 22.
That's why I've asked the Secretary of Energy, Governor Granholm, Secretary Granholm, but you're my governor, former governor.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut 24.
I hope I stick to what you're saying. I appreciate it.
Cut 25.
And today we're announcing a new effort that's going to help us, in my view, keep that drumbeat and for good-paying jobs.
That good-pay jobs. Cut 28.
To fundamental, like the idea of all of us here talking about the combination of the technological breakthroughs coupled with the impact on doing it environmentally sound ways to produce changes in the nature of communities. And I think it just has enormous opportunity.
You don't say, Mr. President. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, Howie, even though it's not amongst the big story of the day, just curious if you ever had the opportunity, since he passed away, did you ever have Bob Beckel on your show or talk to him in any other setting?
No, I watched him I watched him many days on Fox, and I guess he was on CNN before there. But, I guess he would take a drink under extreme social pressure, Daniel, and that's not all he would take under extreme social pressure, I guess.
It was still sad to learn.
No, it's always sad. I'm sorry. You know, his career kind of ended, not in disappointment, shall we say. He had back surgery, and I think he was hitting the painkillers pretty hard, and he just couldn't handle it, and they broomed him, and it's tough. He died at 73. That used to seem real old to me. Now it no longer seems very old. It seems kind of young to be dying, and I'm sorry he's gone, but, you know, that's the way it is. That's reality. Thanks for the call, Daniel. 844-500-4242. Cut 25 from Biden. 26, excuse me, 26.
We needed a supply chain that was reliable, and including critical materials like lithium, graphite, rare earth materials, which are badly needed for so many American products, but we're so much and we were in some desperate need of.
He was in desperate need of the teleprompter. at that point. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Some confusion here. Is Rare Earth Joe Biden's favorite band from back in the day when he was running around with Jill, the future Jill Biden, when she was married to somebody else? I never liked Rare Earth. They were one of the first white bands signed by Motown, and then they just covered Temptation songs. And just not very good. But Joe Biden apparently is a big fan of Rare Earth. You just heard him talking about Rare Earth, right? Cut. Let's play it again. Here is his tribute to Rare Earth. Cut 26.
We needed a supply chain that was reliable, and including critical materials like lithium, graphite, rare earth materials, which are badly needed for so many American products, but we're so much.
Keep that in underneath and we'll play cut 23 for Joe as he's listening to his favorite band. Cut 23.
Okay. Why yield you? Now do I go on? I can go on, okay. Alicia, tell me about you, what you guys are doing.
What was it like being a white band for Motown? Yeah. Oh, boy. What a buffoon. 844-500-4242. Let's play a cut of why, Joe, Dementia Joe, this is from 2019. Why are you running for president? Cut 11.
One of the reasons I'm running is because of my age and my experience. With it comes wisdom. We need someone to take office this time around who on day one can stand on the world stage, command the respect of world leaders from Putin to our allies, and know exactly what has to be done to get this country back on track.
Would you say that's a campaign promise kept or not kept? Cut 10.
Folks, you hear the news. Once again, Putin and the Russians are trying to engage in our election to decide who the president's going to be.
Once again.
And this time I'm the object of their attention. Because Putin knows if I am president of the United States, his days of tyranny and trying to intimidate the United States and those in Eastern Europe are over. I'm going to stand up to him. He's a bully, just like the president. And I know he doesn't want me to be president. But to tell you what, when I'm president, things are going to change. Mr. Putin, the American people decide their elections, not you. Chip in $1, $5, $10.
Things are going to change. Just ask Ukraine. Trump was president. Nothing happened to Ukraine. Biden becomes president. Things changed. More than somewhat. Steve in Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. Hey, I'm going to wax nostalgic a little bit about the Revolutionary War.
Yes.
I don't think foreign nationals should be allowed to vote in any of our elections. I don't think
I agree.
Our tax money should not be spent to validate their interests. It's ridiculous. Our government has violated its fiduciary trust of being entrusted with our money.
Yeah, you know, the RNC is suing the state of Vermont for allowing the foreign nationals to vote, and a group of black New York City residents, I think it's mostly black, maybe all black, are suing the city of New York for allowing 800,000 aliens to vote in the municipal elections. You know, Steve, if they're on the voting rolls to vote in municipal elections, how are you going to stop them from voting in state elections or national elections?
We're not going to be able to. And I know all about municipal ID cards. I heard about it on NPR. It's this under-the-radar thing for hooking them up with benefits.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. I was telling that guy, the dishwasher, earlier. You know, he was saying, that some of his illegal alien co-workers in the restaurant don't file for their income tax returns because they're using fake social security numbers or fake ID cards, whatever, ID numbers they call them, I guess. They're not social security numbers. And I said, don't you think they're getting welfare, though, one form or another? And of course they are. You know, I would guess that, 90% to 95% of the illegals that are in the country are on some form of welfare, even if they don't have anchor babies. They're getting something, even if it's just free medical care, because a hospital can't turn somebody away. That's a federal law. If somebody just walks in, they have to treat them, the hospital. So they're all getting free health care. They're not bonded to work the trades or the construction. They're some of them living in public housing. They're not, they got girlfriends. They're not married to the girlfriends, and they got kids by them. In many cases, the kids are anchor babies. They're on welfare. They're getting welfare, and they're getting food stamps. It's just a giant scam. No wonder they come over here. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie. So, as a big fan of history like you, I cannot overstate the annexation of the Sudetenland by Hitler and what Putin just did with, and that is spot on, and anyone can see it from a mile away. But my question for you is, okay, I know they can't make their quotas in the military because they're not recruiting people; people just aren't joining, and they're getting rid of guys because they don't get vaccinated, and so. Even though I got off active duty back in 2015, I'm dying to know, are they going to haul in guys like me off the scrap heap and press them into service?
But they'd have to draft you. They're not drafting. They haven't been drafting anybody since 1973, Johnny. And that was at the beginning of 1973, right? So how are they going to get people into the service?
When Joe Biden faces down Nikita Khrushchev, he'll figure it out.
the Pentagon issued some kind of white paper. I don't know if you can even call it a white paper anymore, a paper of color, saying that the major security challenge facing the United States and the military. Can you guess what it is, Johnny?
America's,
I bet you
listening.
Can. No, climate change.
Oh yeah, man. Yep, I forgot that. Yep. We're going to have electric tanks.
Battery-powered tanks. We can't invade today. It's too cloudy. 844-500-4242. But we do have a good program. If you are a non-binary individual, if you are gender fluid and you wish to change your gender, you can get full health insurance. If you join the U.S. military, the Marines are looking for a few good whatevers. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Thanks, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. It's never been so clear to me before in my life that the world is nothing but a stage, and these minions think they are the potter and we are the clay. This is the great fooling, and I just want to let everybody know that we can never take the dumb out of freedom. We'll never be able to take the dumb out, and we have to learn to live with the dumb, because that's part of having freedom. And I just heard Merrick Garland just about crying his eyes out, trying to label. I mean, I know he's not labeling it in a sense, but I can smell it. I can smell what he's doing, because we have more dead cops this year than any other year, and I don't hear anybody telling me that. And we had a Waukesha Christmas parade massacre that nobody said anything, and it just got under the rug. And then you got Kyle Rittenhouse that's just an absolute racist, and he's a murderer.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what they're saying, yeah. I mean, they're trying to still make him out to be that way. Thanks for the call, Alan. 844-500-4242. You want to talk about something scary, though? And this is a new poll that just came out. The Trafalgar Group did this poll, and they're pretty accurate. They've done a pretty good job. They're a right-leaning poll. But a majority of Americans disapprove of Trudeau's handling of the Freedom Convoy up in Canada. You know, huge majorities of Republicans and Independents. But guess what? 65% of Democrats actually support the tyranny happening right before our eyes. This is a press release I'm reading from. And 17% have not even heard of it. Because, again, Democrats just aren't watching TV anymore. I don't, you know, maybe they're depressed by Dementia Joe, or maybe they're just too busy, you know, enjoying their welfare benefits that have increased. Large majority of Democrats approve of Trudeau's handling, 65.7%, whereas 75% of independents and 87% of Republican voters disapprove. You talk about a disconnect in the United States. And Trudeau has already announced that he wants to make this authority within the Emergencies Act permanent, so that they can just freeze your bank account if they don't like what you're saying, and they can apparently they can, you know, you can do a transaction that's illegal today, but it may be not illegal, but it frowned upon tomorrow, and they can freeze your bank account if the wokesters in Ottawa disapprove. It's pretty scary, and the Democrats are all in on this. They're all in on it. 844-500-4242. And meanwhile, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, I grew up watching Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog King. You know, they were taking care of business in the Yukon, and now they're tweeting out about you know, breaking up the truckers' convoy in Ottawa, and one of the Mounties texted out their tweet, got leaked all their texts going back and forth in their social media. One officer joked, "Time for the protesters to hear our jackboots on the ground." Time for the protesters to hear our jackboots on the ground. Another one responded to that message, "Don't kick all of them out until next week's group gets its turn." And then they talked about trampling the Mohawk woman, the old lady on the motorized scooter. Just watch the horse video. That is awesome. Another talked about how we should practice that maneuver. Agreed was the response. We're a long way from Dudley Do-Right, aren't we? The RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, told Fox News they are investigating the matter. The RCMP is aware of the material circulating on social media pertaining to a chat group that includes some of its members, and we can confirm we are looking into the matter. Good Lord. And then they were kneeing. Did you see them kneeing somebody? It looked like a street gang. You know, what they always say, 5-on-1 is, you know, fill in the gang's name, fun. It looked like that's what these Mounties were doing to these truckers or people who were with the truckers. It was obnoxious. It was horrible. 844-500-4242. I love my slippers, my pillows, slipper. I love my pillows products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft and help me sleep so well. My pillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. This is the best offer they've ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off, as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only. Take advantage of it. You'll be so happy you got these sheets. So please take advantage of it. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy's going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
One of the local mob guys in Providence will not be down for breakfast. Jerry Tillinghast. He was 75. He spent 30 years in prison for killing a mob loan shark in a stolen car near TF Green Airport. 29 years in prison. He wrote a book, Choices, You Make Them, You Own Them, the Jerry Tillinghast story. He never called me anything unlike Jerry Wimmett, who called me the trash man. He's dead, too. I just read you that poll showing that Republicans and independents are appalled by what Justin Trudeau and his maple syrup drenched fascists are doing up there in Canada. And John Hinderacher mentions that the Democrats, it is kind of shocking that two-thirds of the Democrats in the poll support these authoritarian crackdowns. Hinderacher on Powerline blog says, one gets the uncomfortable feeling that a large majority of Democrats yearn for authoritarian rule as long as government power is used to crush their political opponents. Well put, John. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, every other year they invite the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to perform at the Topsfield Fair. We got to get people writing and calling the Topsfield Fair. Don't invite them this year. And if they've been invited, disinvite them. We cannot be supporting these people. And if they do show up, I've got the perfect cheer for the people in the stands. Don't let peaceful protest, but start chanting red coats, brown shirts.
Oh, that's not bad, Bob. That's not bad. You know what they're saying though. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police actually said this in their statement to Fox. You know what Sean Hannity always says about the FBI. The rank and file is okay. They're saying the same thing. But you know what? I'm not buying that anymore. You know that they were having too much fun. Those cops and maybe some of them were Ottawa City cops. But I get the feeling there were a lot of the Mounties were having a good time themselves. They like getting the overtime, and they like and you know the thing is, unlike a Black Lives Matter or an Antifa riot, where you know they're armed and they've got gasoline and matches and they're throwing frozen urine bombs at you and all this stuff, they didn't have to worry about the truckers. The truckers were well behaved, and so it's just like it's just like free overtime. You're just walking around lording it over them, and that's why they were enjoying it so much and talking about how they wanted it to go on. The people that were posting on social media. 844-500-4242. So Boris Johnson, they got a picture of him drinking a beer during the big lockdowns in 2020, the Prime Minister of the UK. So because of that picture, his popularity dropped and drooped, and he had one of his parties when Queen Elizabeth was burying her husband, Prince Philip. And all those two pictures together, to save his political career, he's ended the mandates, all the COVID restrictions in Britain. Because of those two, a picture is worth more than 1,000 words. Cut 16.
First, we will remove all remaining domestic restrictions in law. From this Thursday, 24th of February, we will end the legal requirement to self-isolate following a positive test. And so we will also end self-isolation support payments, although COVID provisions for statutory sick pay can still be claimed for a further month. We will end routine contact tracing and no longer ask fully vaccinated close contacts.
And we'll reopen the pubs. And I'd like to buy a round for the house in every pub. God save the Queen. God save me, the Prime Minister. I'm Howie Carr.